This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats. And you get to choose the seats you want. So you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today.
StubHub!
11! 11 o'clock! Time to get up!
Unbelievable!
It is 11 o'clock, and that means it's time for the Doug and Daddy Show! With sports director Doug Duda.
There's a ray of sunshine in a gloomy, cloudy day.
What?
What's your name?
7:30! Nails! 8! Nails! It doesn't matter! And Big Daddy, Tony Davis.
If a monkey flies out of my butt at any minute, too.
Oh, that's right! It's a freaking Super Bowl! Oh, I can't believe it ended like that!
Doug and Daddy bring you some of the best interviews in Central Nebraska. Here is one of the happy interviewees.
I am very honored to be on with two such esteemed journalists. This is a treat for me. I do appreciate the chance to talk to a lot of my good friends in the Tri-Cities area, notwithstanding the two of you who are jerks.
Let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on the program today. And if you would like to be a part of it, we encourage you to give us a call, give us an email, talk about anything you want. The College World Series, the NBA Draft, what's going on with the NFL, Wimbledon locally. We've got another eight-man All-Star game. State Rodeo is underway in Hastings today. There's state golf tournaments going on, amateur tournaments across the state. We'll talk about all of that, but love to hear from you. Ricky Westland from Pleasanton is part of the Nebraska eight-man versus Kansas All-Star game in Hayes on Saturday. He's one of the coaches. We're going to chat with him a little bit later on in the program today. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, or you can email the Dent Popper inbox. Dent Popper, home of the Arma Lining. Stop by and see them. If some of the recent storms have beat your vehicles up, they can give you the estimate, and they can get you going and get you going quick on the bricks downtown Kearney. And again, you can email us anytime to douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. And the three words of the week, if you want to use them in an email, are baseball, orange, and pomp. Use them any way you want in an email, and someone tomorrow will be drawn out for a Big Daddy Deli's large combo. Like Bob has done, when Daddy returned from his fishing trip in Texas, he figured his tan gave him some pomp. No one had the heart to tell him he looked like a giant orange. Job, Bob. You're probably going to win.
Thanks, Bob.
You're in the lead, Bob. But we just draw out. So humorous, serious, however you want to use them, send us the emails.
Doug, I've talked to two more people other than you that have went to college World Series games, just out of random. Both of them have said the games were, one came from the game last night, said, it just wasn't that exciting of a game. Love the stadium, love the atmosphere around the stadium, but it was just wasn't much excitement. There were some extra base hits. It just wasn't. I think they've got, and I don't know that they'll ever go back to returning the bat to the way it used to be, and putting the whatever they did with the bats. But they almost need to for the college baseball game if they're going to want to draw interest down there. Are they not?
Again, everything you have to get used to. There's a lot of things we got to get used to. We got to get used to the new bats. We got to get used to the new stadium. We got to get used to Nebraska going to the Big Ten. We got to get used to UNK going to the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference. There's just a lot of things that sports fans in this area are going to have to get used to. It's not going to change. They're going to change the bats. They're changing all the Legion bats now. It's filtering its way down. This will be the way the game is. Maybe in the future they'll find other things to do besides the bats. They're not going to go back.
I mean, they had a 23-mile-an-hour wind blowing out the center field last night. Couldn't, you know, at what? They had some doubles, and they had one home run. But there wasn't two home runs, but there wasn't, you know, there wasn't the firework explosive offenses.
Yeah, only two. You know, I'm just...
I'm comparing it to the when people enjoyed or really were fired up to watch college baseball.
You can't make everybody happy. Nobody liked 13-10 four-and-a-half-hour games. They didn't. They liked 7-6. They like some scoring. They don't like 3-0. They don't like 5-1, fall asleep, 90 degrees, setting in the sun ball games. I think you got to have a little activities out there. That's why the beach balls come into play all the time and all the other things that are going on at the College World Series. But no one also wants to, seriously, you want to be able to enjoy the atmosphere. The baseball game is just kind of part of it. If you're not a particular fan of a particular team, you want to go in, you want to be there for 2.5 hours. You want to be out of there for a couple of hours to go enjoy whatever the festivities is. If you want to go to the bar, fine. If you want to take the kids to the NCAA experience, fine. If you want to go buy a hat and a shirt or a jersey and a banner, fine. But you want to have time. You don't want to have the 1 o'clock game getting over at 5:30, leaving, going out, getting in line to come back in and then not be in time to watch the 6:10 game.
And that did happen. That did happen.
Rosenblatt happened a few times.
I just, you know, and you go back to the baseball. Folks, it doesn't matter if you're 9 and 10 year olds, if you're in the College World Series, or if you're in the, Major League Baseball. It's the people that fall behind in the count. When the pitcher's favored in the count and he can attack you, he gets you out. When the pitchers are struggling, those are the teams early on. Vanderbilt got the hits when they needed and applied some pressure, and North Carolina, just the game was over. You never felt like North Carolina's in that baseball game. And that's been the way a lot of these games have been. Texas A&M, case in point. Texas, you just never felt that they were with it or had an opportunity to climb back in the ball game. North Carolina, 34 runners left on base as they fly home this morning. 34 runners left on base.
We just got beat by a better club tonight. It's as simple as that. Vanderbilt's got a terrific team. They pitch well, and obviously getting down early put us in a tough spot, put us in a hole.
Mike Fox of North Carolina, he had talked over the last 2 days about getting a lead, and he knew they were going to need to get a lead. And not only didn't they get a lead, Vanderbilt got the lead, and they got it early. That three-run shot makes it 4-0 right out of the gate. And with the inability for North Carolina to score, I said right then when the ball left the ball, I said, this game's over. North Carolina is not a team that scores a ton of runs. They hadn't scored. They scored three the first two games, and that was four. I mean, it was basically over. And a very interesting decision yesterday that they started a young man that had only one start all year long, and that was in the ACC first-round game, which they were upset in.
How do you have somebody that hasn't started all year, and that's when you decide to start him? The first round of the ACC? I mean, that's a little strange in its own right. Nonetheless, comes in, does a great job. North Carolina is a great baseball team. They proved that because they'll be back in the College World Series, looks like, for years to come with the way that the program's rolling along. But 34 runners on base in three games, they hadn't done that, I'm assuming, all year.
For North Carolina, they are out now. Vanderbilt, first trip ever. They have to play Florida again. Florida, of course, beat them in that delayed game from Monday into Tuesday, and Florida got one good swing of the bat, hit a three-run home run. It was a 3-1 game, and Vanderbilt will take on Florida tomorrow at 1 o'clock. If they beat Florida, then the teams have to play again on Saturday. Tonight, here on ESPN Radio, Bracket 2 has its elimination game as the number one seed, Virginia, will take on California. That's a rematch of the opening game again. Even there, you kind of wish that it wouldn't be a rematch, that the other team would slide down and you get to play somebody new. But it is a rematch, and Virginia and Cal were scoreless late into that ball game. Virginia ended up winning the ball game, and now they will try and eliminate Cal. The winner will play South Carolina tomorrow night at 6. So guaranteed two games tomorrow, weather pending, obviously, at the College World Series. Saturday, Could be zero, could be one, could be two, whatever's played, of course, right here on ESPN.
However, you would assume going out there that Virginia being the number one national seed and being the third seed in the regional, California, that California would be, you know, gosh, do they have any chance at all?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, again, Virginia is not going to be able to go with their number one. I wouldn't think. Maybe they do. But you would think, I think you got to win in advance, but you also got to think big picture. You can't throw your number one against Cal tonight. I mean, he threw on a Saturday in that first game, or Sunday, actually, it would have been. So, yeah, you can't throw your number one tonight. You got to hope that you can win and maybe have a chance to beat South Carolina and maybe throw him on Saturday. So you got to have a solid number three, number four guy to have a chance to advance on in the College World Series. That's why it was so – whoever did it in South Carolina did it last year, had to come all the way back through after losing that first game, use all their pitching staff, and still go and win two out of three in the championship. So I think Cal's got a chance from that standpoint because Virginia won't be throwing one of their top two.
You know, a lot of stories are emerging, and we talked about earlier in the week about Cal baseball being down and out, and those guys talking. Well, that story's getting out, and more articles, and they're saying how Omaha has really embraced them everywhere they go. People are kind of cheering for them this year. Is that kind of that underdog role, which is weird because normally you would have thought with Brian O'Connor coming back that people kind of embrace him and cheer for him. So I think the fan base will be split tonight with a couple great storylines.
Don't forget to vote on our poll question on the website to who do you think is going to win the College World Series, brought to you by Auto Tech Specialists. It's our ATS poll question. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com, Florida, South Carolina, or other. You think one of these teams can come all the way back through the loser's bracket and win the championship. ATS, your Auto Tech Specialists, provide a ton of services for your vehicle, your full-service provider for any maintenance or repair on your vehicle at ATS. Another big story from yesterday, Drew Ott deciding to go to the University of Iowa. Drew is scheduled to join us on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy Show. He was swamped yesterday. The news broke basically just after the show yesterday that Drew had made his decision, and you may have seen it in some of the newspapers or on the websites or wherever you want to go on our website as well, that Drew Ott is going to Iowa. But he will join us tomorrow. And this... I don't know. Drew can't answer this, or he won't. He wouldn't have. Shouldn't have to answer this. But it just seemed like Barney Cotton. They offered his son a scholarship, and that left Drew Ott out in the cold. And Sean Callahan told us a couple of weeks ago, Nebraska this year doesn't have a whole lot of scholarships to offer, and that's going to hurt the in-state guys. But yet Barney Cotton's kid gets one. And again, this is one of those things where if you'd hope, well, he'd just come anyway. Why don't they have him walk on? I don't understand why Nebraska wouldn't have him walk on, because if I understand all of this right, basically, since his dad's on staff at the university, a lot of his schooling is paid for. Isn't that the deal? And I don't know if it's 100% or part of it.
I've heard it's 50% in the last 2 weeks.
So why would you burn a scholarship on this kid when most of his education is getting paid for anyway? And it's not like he's a five-star recruit. And this has nothing to do against the kid. I mean, you could put anybody in there. It could be Bo's kid. It could be Carl's kid. It could be Ron, anybody's kid at any place. That seems a little bit strange. But as far as Drew Ott goes, it sounded like Nebraska wasn't ready to offer him a scholarship now, if at all. And with that scholarship gone to Sam Cotton, it made it even less likely. And Drew said, okay, I'm going to Iowa, basically saying that he had it down to Iowa and Nebraska. He had offers from Kansas State and Frank Solich at Ohio, but Iowa was the first school to offer him. And you know how that goes. We thought maybe Zach Stirrup would go to Iowa because they were the first school to offer him. And you never know how these kids are going to pan out. So you can't say, well, we're losing our in-state kids. You don't know how they're going to pan out. We know they're very talented high school players. But they're not five-star players. Nebraska doesn't get looked at as a lot of five-star players out there. And I'm sure Drew will do fine. Wherever he would have went, he's going to get an opportunity at Iowa.
I will be interested, and we will ask Drew this, why the rush to feel like you had to make a decision right now? I mean, what difference does it make if it's in the summer? Or maybe you knew that when you went and visited Iowa that this is great, I really enjoy this place, and this is where I want to be. it really more, you know, I wish I could have been in Nebraska, but that's not going to happen. So I really like this fit, and I didn't think I was going to find a better fit. I understand all that.
This may not be Drew's case, but in covering this type of recruitment for years and seeing the number of kids from Class A to Class D that have been recruited, you know, maybe there's two sides to this. You know, I'm a Class D kid, and I'm getting offered a Division I scholarship. I'm taking it. I'm taking it before all of a sudden it doesn't happen to be there anymore, which can happen. Then on the other side of things, you got to go, well, it's not like he's a five-star kid that's getting 100 schools after him and just hounding him constantly, because we know some of the guys, they just make the decision because they want people to leave him alone, which is very understandable. So I would think those are the two sides of the fence in that argument, I would think, no matter who the athlete is and in what sport it is.
But is this a case where if Drew Ott's playing at Grand Island or Kearney High or for any 11-man, that 8-man hurt his opportunity to get attention from Division I schools?
I don't think so in this day and age anymore. There's too much film. There's too much video. There's too many camps.
I hope that's the case.
Well, he's got a Division I offer. So I think that answers the question right there. Coming up, we're going to talk a little 8-man. Last week was the Sertoma game, and now for the last handful of years, the week after that, Nebraska and Kansas battle in an 8-man All-Star game, which this year happens to be at Kansas. We'll talk with Ricky Westland, one of the coaches on the Nebraska team, about what the squad looks like and if they can score against Kansas, since it was 7-0 last week. We'll be back after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
ESPNRadio.com right now.
Hi, I'm Dan Davis. Kemba Walker and Jimmer Fredette are just a day away from hearing their names get called at the NBA draft, but the standout guards joined Mike and Mike in the morning to talk about preparing to become professionals. Despite the concerns about where he fits in at the next level, Fredette says he'll be a point guard in the NBA. Jay Billis and Chad Ford also stopped by to share their thoughts, while Mavericks guard Jason Terry told the guys about beating the Heat in the NBA Finals. Head over to the Mike and Mike page on ESPNRadio.com for more. Scott Van Pelt and LSU coach Les Miles exchanged a pair of sneakers last fall, so what happened when Miles wore SVP's kicks for the first time? The Tigers coach joined Van Pelt and Ryan Russillo to discuss his transformation. It's all yours to enjoy at the Scott Van Pelt Show page on ESPNRadio.com. This is the ESPNRadio.com stream, the most listened to stream in the world.
Only half the appeal of the game is the action. The other half is opinion.
Can I switch gears to baseball real quick?
And that's a fact. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com for the Auto Tech Specialist Hot Topic poll question of the day. Cast your vote. Friend us on Facebook. Tell us more of what you think. The ATS Hot Topic poll brought to you on ESPNSuperstation.com by ATS Auto Tech Specialist, 901 East 25th Street. 12-month guarantee on most repairs. Safety inspection free with any service. Log on to ATSAutoCarRepair.com for special offers.
Through the day today, with high temperatures around 81 as winds out of the north will stay at about 5 to 15. Tonight, there's an isolated chance of a shower storm late with a low at 57. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 70.
Take me home tonight. Listen, honey, just like a runner said. Be my little baby.
Hey, welcome back to Doug and Daddy's Show right here on Central Nebraska, the ESPN Radio Superstation. Folks, we're talking right now the loft and basically Journal. You got the courtyard. You got it all right downtown Kearney, 23rd Street. They're all the places to be. Coldest draft beer in town. More high definition TVs than a TV store. Follow all your sports teams at once. Enjoy happy hour specials 3 to 6 every day, including the big-ass beer specials, only $2.50, along with Wells for $1.50 and a large selection of small craft and micro brews. Grab a bite to eat. They've got the new menu available in Cunningham's. They've got you covered whether you want to be inside or outside. Casual get-together downtown with friends or night out on the town's Cunningham Journal. The Loft, the place to be. 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, or you can email us at the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. A couple of other things that are going on the golf world, the women's tournament, Nebraska stroke play wrapped up yesterday at Beatrice. Kayla Knopic, Papillion ends up winning. Very windy down there, even more wind than we had in central Nebraska yesterday. Found a way to shoot 76. She beat J.C. Stevenson-Weaver of Grand Island and Sarah Sassy-Kildow of Lincoln by a shot apiece. Elizabeth Lydiot of Kearney finished in fourth in that tournament. Now, the men's tournament is continuing on. This is the match play going on over at Wild Horse, and that is being played in Gothenburg. Yesterday they had to play the qualifying round. Not as many entrants this year, so not that many people missed out. But Mike Coatman of Lincoln was the medalist. He shot a 1-under-71, which gave him the top seed. And then moving on to the first round of match play, area golfers that advanced, Wes Burnt of Kearney, Logan Allman and Ryan Harris of Grand Island, and John Smith of Donovan all moved on in the tournament, and they are playing the second round of match play right now. Also, as we said, the Adams County Fairgrounds is hosting the National High School, or hosting the State High School Rodeo event today, 9:30 and 6 today and tomorrow, and then Saturday at 1 o'clock. Top four competitors in each event head to Gillette, Wyoming next month for the National High School Rodeo Finals.
Doug, we weighed as sports fans, I think obviously for football, a lot more than this. But you start to realize, and everybody talks about Doc Siler, whether you love the guy, hate the guy, he's been having a hard time winning at the Big 12 level. The NBA draft is tonight. No matter what draft board you look at, you've got at least six kids in the top 30 picks going from the Big 12. The Morris, Markeith, and Marcus Morris from Kansas. You got two guys in Hamilton and Tristan Thompson from Texas, Alex Burks from Colorado. Those five right there on everybody's board. Everybody's board. Another year that you just, it shows you one of the best conferences in the nation. That's why it's so tough to win there. And these people will be worth millions come here tonight. A lot of talk about Jimmer Fredette. Is he a good fit for your team out there? You know, in Central Nebraska, we don't pay a lot of attention to that. I think people are more interested in where Jimmer Fredette goes than they are where Irving goes, if he's the first overall pick.
Well, obviously, he's not going to go to anybody's favorite team from around here because they're all Celtics fans, Laker fans, Bulls fans, you know, Dallas Maverick fans maybe now, San Antonio. You pick them out, all those teams are way down in the draft, and Jimmer's not going to last out of the top 10, you wouldn't think.
No, well, If he does, you know, you hope he's not going to one of those perennial loser teams. You know, somebody, you know, Toronto or, one of those teams, so you can follow the guy. You get to see him a little bit because I think a lot of people cheer for him.
Well, we'll see how it works with Jimmer. And, again, the NBA draft is going on tonight. There'll be coverage here on ESPN. But, again, we will have College World Series action as well with Virginia taking on Cal. Well, coming up on Saturday, it is Nebraska, Kansas. The Border War will be on for the annual 8-man All-Star football game between these teams. And Mike Spears of Howells is the one of the four coaches. Ron Evans of Amherst, Ricky Wessel of Pleasanton, and Steve Colfax of West Boyd are all on the coaching staff. And Ricky and Ron are with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show this morning. Good morning, Ricky. How's it going?
Oh, great. Having a great time down here.
Everybody's in Kansas now already, and we've put some practices in, right?
Yes, we have. We've got two down already, and a few more to go, and we'll be ready for Saturday night, hopefully.
Everybody's wanting to know after last week, do you feel this team can score any points?
Oh, yeah, they can. We got Nebraska's 24 best 8-man players, and they can definitely do some damage on the scoreboard.
Will Spears run any more than four plays, or will it be toss, sweep, right over and over again?
Well, you know, we're scheming over here, and we figure all the shutouts he's pitched as a coach, you know, we're going to put him on the defensive side so he can hold that goose egg up on the scoreboard.
Now, if I got this right, Ron is sitting there with you, correct?
Yes, he is.
Now, this next question is for Coach Evans. Ron, how are you going to convince Coach Spears to run more than just four plays? Because obviously your playbook is a lot more wide open than his.
Well, we've got Coach Spears over on defense, and he's just loving it. He said he's been, this is one of his, he's kind of like been reborn, a reawakening. So we got him over there. You know, there's a lot of things you do in life, but there's things you figure out. We've got two Howells boys playing on our defensive side, and Coach Spears knows his defense like a, you know, he's got it figured out pretty good. So what I'm doing is I'm not going to reinvent the wheel. We're putting in Howell's defense, and he's going to be the signal guy, and he's loving it, okay? So we're going to use a basic 3-2. We're going to stunt. We've got some nice little things packages figured out. So he's not even going to be calling any plays. We're going to let Coach Westland handle that, and then we're going to work on taking those boys and trying to play good defense. So.
All right, Ron, I'll go back to Coach Westland. Then on the offensive side of the ball, Jacob Jensen was one of the quarterbacks. He struggled throwing the football last week. You going to allow him to put it up anymore, or what's your plans there?
Well, right now, Jacob's going to play defense. He's been very valuable to us as a safety, cornerback, linebacker. He's very multiple. So right now, we haven't looked at him in offense right as of yet. So he's mostly going to be our rotation guy. He's also going to be very important as a punter, too. So that's what Jacob's going to do now.
Does that mean we're going to have the Osmond kid start at quarterback or the Humphrey kid, or what are we looking at there?
Well, one of the two will probably be starting at the quarterback. Like I said, they've been working with both units in the first team, so both of them are very good, so we'll be all right.
Ron, I'm sure you and Ricky are very, very unfamiliar with the guys on the East. Don't get to see them during the year, certainly as much as you do the people from the West. But who from the East has really stood out to you guys as being one of those? I suppose you start with the Howells kids, don't you?
Well, the Howells kids are kind of like our center of our defense because we got Corey at linebacker, and then we got Corey Bressers at linebacker, and then Sam Slotman is playing a safety for us. So we've got the middle of the defense with all the calls figured out because they're used to it. We're good there. So those two boys are going to be very valuable to us. Mike Marr from Pawnee City is a very physical specimen. We're going to play him at defensive end. He's been looking real good. And Cody Stout from West Point Central Catholic has been doing a very, very good job at cornerback / linebacker. And then, of course, Jay Kindler is on the West team. He's also involved in there, too. And then Garrett Reese is going to play linebacker. But from the East side, Those gentlemen I mentioned are showing good promise.
Ron Evans of Amherst and Ricky Westland of Pleasanton are with us from Hayes, Kansas, where the Nebraska-Kansas 8-man All-Star game will be played on Saturday night. Coach Westland, I got to ask you about Garrett Reese. When we went over to Hastings to do our show at the 8-man camp last week, the kids were kind of poking Garrett Reese, but I think they were very serious about how good he looked in camp, and then he had a monster game on Saturday. I'm looking at these kids that have been in camp for a week. They got a couple days off. They're back in camp. They're playing another football game. Now, that's not strange if it's football season, but how's Garrett holding up, and can he do it 2 weeks in a row?
Oh, yeah. We modify things a lot down here. You're not going to have to go day-to-day blocking drills or tackling drills because these kids are all-stars. You know, just like Garrett, you're not going to have to do a ton of drills. All they're doing is half-rack shoulder pads, helmets, and the kids are just going through mental stuff. It's not even hardly anything physical down here, so... Yeah, the kids should be all geared up, ready to go, and be very hungry for some hitting by Saturday night.
Were you surprised at all by the way Garrett played Saturday?
No, I've got to watch him through his career, maturing as a football player, and by no means was I surprised. You know, I've seen him do great things, and I'm just happy for the kid getting to because his last football game of his senior year, he came down with the flu during pregame and had to sit on the bench, so he got to go out and shine last Saturday, and I was pretty happy for him.
Ricky, I'm going to ask you from a selfish side of things, how's the Steinbrink kid from Loomis look?
Oh, he's doing really good, except for some of the genetic issues that he has. He's a great kid.
That Steinbrink kid,
he probably
knows how to sit on the bench like Tony. He's a good-looking kid over there.
Well, you got him playing guard on the offense. Where are you playing him at?
Yeah, we're playing at guard. And just so everybody knows, you know, we need to let everybody know who he's related to make the joke sink in a little better there. But he's a great kid. He's, you know, we can use him on defense, but we kind of grab him, threw him on the offense side, you know, thinking he can do really well on the line for us. So great kid and very versatile.
Of course, Damon related to our own Big Daddy, Tony Davis. I still haven't figured out how he's in Loomis and you supposedly played at Bertrand. But anyhow, here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, we're talking with Ricky Wessel of Pleasanton and Ron Evans of Amherst. I'll go back to Ron here real quick. Ron, do you know anything about the Kansas team? Can you tell us anything about the Kansas team and what kind of team they'll have? Or is it kind of blind going into this game?
Well, we're kind of blind, but oh, Coach Spears, he's like an evil genius. He knows things that most ordinary mortals don't understand. So he's already kind of figured out what their coaches see. He knows coaches from Kansas, and he knows what they do. Why he bothers to study them, I do not know, but he has them figured out. So he's already talked about things that they're likely to do. Defense, you know, for us, so our defense can react to it properly. They do have, I think they're going to do a lot of wildcat type stuff. Their quarterbacks look to be very athletic and very fast. So I'm thinking more of a wildcat, a lot of jet sweeps and quick screens and kind of a spread action with a lot of probably some option out of that too, some speed options. So He like I said, he's an evil genius, and we're going to use that to our benefit down here. So,
Ron, are there certain rules or special things put in for this game? I know a lot of these All-Star games, you know, they don't allow blitzing, and there's different things they just don't allow you to do.
No, there's everything's go. We can do anything we want, so all stunts are on, and you can do whatever you want, just like a normal football game, which makes it kind of fun.
Ron, what else do you do besides play football? I know every year I wanted to talk about the rivalry, but when you get a new coaching staff and new sets of kids every year, I don't think you can really put your finger on that. But what kind of activities do they have for you down there? Is it a lot like what goes on in Hastings, or are there a couple of special things?
Well, last night was really cool because we got to go to the VFW and we took all the kids, and it was we wore our jerseys and we dressed up pretty nice. Gale Sayers was there, and he spoke to the gentleman for probably about 30 minutes, and this followed up after we had a nice steak dinner. And you know, steaks are good down here in Kansas because they give us plastic knives to cut them, and we could do it without a problem. So they're really proud of their steaks down here, but they don't rival Nebraska's, of course, but they did give us plastic knives to cut them. And of course, the highlight was Gale Sayers. He's still remarkable after all these years.
Wow.
I'm just kind of speechless.
What the hell are we talking to these guys for?
Yeah.
We can have Gale Sayers. We're talking to Ricky and Ron. Yeah. No, that's great stuff.
Gale Sayers, he talked about his five favorite people in the world, and one of them happened to be Dick Butkus. Imagine that. And, of course, Brian Piccolo. For the 30 minutes he spoke, I was just caught up in it. I couldn't take my eyes off of him because he's such a wonderful gentleman, and he's a great guy. So that's the one thing I'm going to take away from this is him. So.
Now, see, all of us that are not 18 years of age get this. Do the kids know who Gale Sayers is?
They did. We were amazed that a lot of the boys knew who Gale Sayers was, and they some of them even seen, you know, the movie Brian song, so they were familiar with his story with him and Brian Piccolo too. So it was pretty cool, and they showed a highlight video of him when he was in his prime with the Chicago Bears. Unbelievable, the stuff he did. It's crazy.
Well, that's certainly a summer highlight. You don't anticipate getting a chance to do that when you sign up for an All-Star game, but that's an awesome memory those kids will take with them forever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's some boys that got an autographed book. A couple of our boys got autographed books and autographed DVD from him. So, and we've been trying real hard to purchase them from the kids, but they're not for sale. So the boys really treasure their little prizes that they won. So,
you got a kicker, Ron?
Do we have a kicker? Well, Sawyer Monroe from Silver Lake looks like our PAT field goal kicker. Right now, Sam Slotman from Howells, or Corey Brester from Howells, probably be our kickoff guys. Punter will be Jacob Jensen, most likely. So our kickers are pretty good right now. We're in pretty good shape with that.
Has Monroe made it through practice so far without injuring himself or, like, walking to the mess hall, or has he beat his head into a wall this week? It's just,
well,
it's crazy.
The
kid.
The worst he's hurt himself was probably when they were practicing their celebrations after practice today. They did some sort of a flip thing, and he ended up probably twisting his ankle, but I think he's going to be all right. He's pretty tough.
Outstanding. Well, yeah. Ron, we appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. I got one more question for Ricky. I'll wish you good luck, and then we'll wrap it up with Coach Westland of Pleasanton.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, there's no bocce ball down here, but we found other things to do in our spare time.
That's good.
Okay.
I'll expect the full report.
Okay. Hey, I'm going to give you back to Ricky now.
I think I was a champion in that. Hey, Ricky, last question before we let you get out of here. With the number of kids meshing the East and West together, how's that been going? They were going against each other last week. This week they're on the same team.
Yeah, they were a little chippy on the way down, segregated in the vans and everything. But once we got here, and we talked to them a little bit before the first practice, and once they get in that huddle, they forget who's who. We talked to them a little bit. I don't even think we needed to do that because they just realized that, hey, this is football. I got to depend on you to block. I'm going to be blocking for you as you run, and they know how to do that stuff.
And I get the feeling we're going to see a lot of running. A lot of the focus for the West last week was on Zach Call, but he's not playing this week. The Eastman kid from Giltner looks like he could be a stud. Who's going to be the main ball carrier?
Oh, we got Clayton Moore from Friend and Derek Eastman from Giltner. They're two dynamic athletes, and you get them in open space, they can do a lot of things. So it'll be fun thing to do. And we got some Stansbury kid from Bancroft Rosalie is a fullback, and also Sawyer Monroe from Silver Lake. Great athlete.
So Stansbury kid still talking every chance he gets?
Oh, he is. Yeah, he's competing with Clayton Moore for some speaking time. But it's fun to just sit back as a coach and enjoy all the different personalities these kids bring to the table.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We wish you guys the best of luck on Saturday, and more importantly, have a lot of fun. Enjoy the rest of your summer.
Okay, well, thank you, guys.
Take care. Ricky Westland of Pleasanton, Ron Evans of Amherst, two of the coaches for the Nebraska team in the Nebraska-Kansas 8-man game Saturday night in Hayes, Kansas. Mike Spears of Howells, Steve Colfax of West Boyd also on that team. Your spread for the game?
Well, this is a team Nebraska's done very well in these football games, right? I mean, Oklahoma, there was like 80-2, and then it got closer.
These are better games, yeah.
These are better games. Nebraska's going to be favored in this one. That's a great group of athletes just from central Nebraska. Nebraska's going to be favored. I'll take them by 10 points.
Ooh. Wow. Give me Kansas. Well, coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, a lot more sports talk. As we mentioned, some other things to get to. We wanted to let you know that all the fine folks on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK, located in Lexington, Cozad and North Plattsburgh. King has two locations in Kearney, near Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue, or next to Walmart, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue. Don't forget, on a day like this, an icy frozen Coke or cherry treat would go just right, all sizes, just a dollar at BK. And we're back with more after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In business today, people are on the go, you know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days, just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see sunny skies across the area through the day today with high temperatures around 81 as winds out of the north will stay at about 5 to 15. Tonight, there's an isolated chance of a shower storm late with a low at 57. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 70.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Get your vehicle in the day or this weekend whenever you have time, because it only takes 30 minutes with Midway's all-new Mopar Quick Lube. It's immediate maintenance service at the Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram location. Quality, complete service that saves time and money. Done in under 30 minutes for only $29.95. Oil change, maintenance inspection, car wash. What's the best part? Well, you pick it, whether it's the quickness, the great work that they do on it every time, or no appointment necessary. Bring it in. They're going to have it in and out of there in 30 minutes, and it's going to be done professionally. It's going to be done right. You can sit back in their lounge, enjoy a complimentary cappuccino, wireless internet while you wait, check out what's on the tube, read a magazine, do your own work, whatever you need to do, and 30 minutes later or less, you're on your way with the Midway Mopar Quick Lube, available at the Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram location, located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. And if you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, don't forget hassle-free pricing is the way to go at Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway Chevy, Buick, Cadillac, both locations on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Coming off that Father's Day, saw a lot of dads smiling after being out at Midway and taking advantage of the great deals. Join them on Facebook as well. They have all kinds of chances for you to get extra deals, extra incentives for being part of the Midway Auto Group. Daddy, today's the day, and I'm going to be interested to see how much memorabilia brings at the Rosenblatt Stadium auction. More than 900 pieces of memorabilia being auctioned, the dugout seats, the signs, the bases, the lockers, the locker rooms, things, water fountains, tarps, things that you don't want to think about buying, but you might, the signs. It'll be interesting to see. You would have to think a few of the sports bars in Omaha would be interested in some of that, some of the longtime employees or high roller folks would get something for their houses and condos and travel homes in Omaha. But be interested to see who buys what, how much it goes for at Rosenblatt as they're clearing everything out.
Be really cool if DJ's Dugout actually bought the whole dugout and installed it. That would be kick-ass.
They could buy them both and put one at each well, heck, I think they got three locations now, even though they got the new one downtown.
That you step down into it, and you can sit in there and spit on the floor. That would be awesome.
Yeah, wow. That'd be cool. If you could have anything from Rosenblatt, did you ever go to Rosenblatt? I guess maybe I should ask you the question.
Yes, I went to Rosenblatt.
Remember? For a College World Series game.
Yes, I was at Rosenblatt.
That's right. What would you take? I mean, besides the obvious, like a big sign or the sign out front that said Rosenblatt. I mean, what would be cool to have from there?
See, it's weird because the Royals played there, too, so it got a lot more use, and it's just not like the – I mean, it's not authentic. This was used for the College World Series, the last, you know, third base – you know, he rounded this base when he scored the winning – you know, yeah. It's not like that. You know, say you had home plate from Rosenblatt would be – I mean, that would be pretty cool.
I wonder what they're doing with the seats. Because I'm not sure that
those are up for auction. You know, like when they tore down Mile High, some of those seats are at Elm Creek in their football facility, track facility. I would have to think the same is going on for Rosenblatt. You could put them in your facility. Hey, you know, these are from Rosenblatt. They'd be awful cool as well.
Maybe if they had if the zoo's buying the place, maybe they'll leave a few of those seats behind home plate and put the little pond in there, and that's where the dolphin show is. That'd be I'm just trying to save some people some money.
Man, I had one other thing I wanted to tell you, and I just...
What would you take? Home plate?
I had it in my mind, and now I forgot what it was. Here's something that would be cool, because it is not at the new TD Ameritrade Park, which is somewhat disappointing. They have killed one of the fun traditions at the College World Series. I would take, for lack of a better term, I don't know if this is what it's called, the netting behind home plate. You know how they hit the foul balls? They run up in the netting, and a young boy or girl, whoever was under, would run out and then try and catch the foul ball. And, if, of course, they didn't get it, then the fans would boo. And if they did, they'd cheer. Well, the netting behind home plate at TD Ameritrade is straight up and down, so it just bounces into it and comes down, and there's none of that. And some of the ballparks, still the pros, have that netting that way. Every once in a while you see a drunk fan fall into that netting. But so I don't know what the pluses and minuses are to that, but that was one thing that was not there that does give you some entertainment when nothing's going on in the ball game. A few foul balls going down the netting. So that would be different. They'd probably give it to you, and you could go net some fish with it.
That would be lovely.
They're also getting rid of all of their baseball 2011 equipment, clothes. Everything that has to do with baseball and softball is now part of the big baseball blowout going on at the new Misco's in downtown Kearney. Larry Baker has joined us in studio, and I think, Larry, there's a lot of folks that don't know, and that's a good thing, that Misco's has changed ownership, and there's two good things. One, that means there's going to be some new and improved merchandise coming in, and secondly, if they haven't noticed, that means they're getting the same great service that they have for a number of years and the same folks on staff.
Yeah, I think that's the key with this thing is, you know, Misco's is a company that's been around since the 1880s. You know, Dean Misco's, I mean, there's very few people that are in education today as far as an AD or a coach that doesn't know who that man is. And
he's 143 years old. He started this deal.
His grandfather started a business. And, you know, a local Clay Ramsey, 1992 graduate of Ord, and Jennifer Ramsey, Jennifer Warner was her maiden name, 93 graduate of St. Paul. They've bought in the business, and so it's really kind of nice. It's as far as the hometown feel, exactly what you're saying. None of that will change. I mean, that was really a big deal. It was a big deal to Dean and a big deal for the company going forward to maintain that same small-town Misco's feel, but to move the company into the 21st century.
You mentioned, and of course a lot of folks will remember Jennifer playing basketball at UNK for a couple of years after being at Iowa State, so I know a lot of Kearney folks know her. And one of the interesting stories, I guess you just kind of forget it as you grow older because you just become accustomed to it. Clay was mentioning, and of course, Misco started in Ord, expanded to Kearney. That's why there's the connection there. It has nothing to do with me being from there, obviously, which we talk about on the show all the time. But Clay talked about buying his first glove at Misco's, buying his first set of football cleats at Misco's. And I'm sure the folks that are listening to us now can go right through that. They bought their first set of whatever the sport was at Misco's, or maybe their children now have went in, or their grandchildren, and that's something that you guys are very proud of and want to make sure folks know are not going to change.
Yeah, I think that really is the most exciting thing. Clay, literally, you know, and if anybody that knows Clay knows he's a tremendous outdoorsman, he's a sportsman. The first fishing reel he ever bought in his life was from Misco's. And one of the neat things is Steve Verinault, of course, people around Kearney know Steve. You know, I call him, he's a fixture on the bricks. I mean, that guy literally is a fixture down there. He's been down there a really long time.
And they fired him to get the... No, they didn't have him.
No. Right. The neat thing about this is you can take a guy like Steve Vernal, and he's sold a kid his baseball glove, first T-ball glove he ever had, and sold him one when he played at UNK in college. okay? None of that will change. I mean, when you come in and try on a pair of shoes, they're still going to tie them up for you. All of those things will remain the same. And Steve Klimek, you know, I think, what do you guys call him, Steve Squared? All of that will remain the same. And I think that's the neat thing. If there's any changes, when I say we're wanting to take things forward, well, you know, one of the things that we want to do is add some additional lines within that store. The greatest thing is, if you are a hardcore sports guy, a team sports person, whatever you needed, you could get at Misco's, and you got taken care of incredibly well. We just want to expand that, you know, expand that offering within that with some additional lines, especially into women's apparel.
I was going to say, you just said guys, and you were telling me here in the last week that it's not just guys. I mean, the gals always had some options, but that's going to grow as well.
Without question. Without question that will grow.
Obviously, I've went to Misco's for a long, long time. One of the things I've loved about Misco's is if you're that team guy.
Stockings. Leggings.
I do, and then I got the shin guards for soccer here lately because all the kids had them on. I thought, why shouldn't I? I feel like a kid still. They find it for you. You know, you're a Houston Astros fan, and you want a visor. Those guys, you know, they make a couple phone calls. They get it for you if they don't have it. If they don't have your exact size, they find it for you. And they'll go to 3, 4, 5 different companies, and somebody, Larry, that's my or your size, sometimes they've got to do that, but they find it for you.
Yeah, without question. I think that's the key is, again, when you go back to Steve and Steve, I mean, these guys, they are the people you go to in this area when you need something, and that won't change. And, you know, you talk about that. We talk about increasing you know, some of those lines of products and things like that. Guys like you and I, you know, I've been a marathon runner for years. And those of you that know me know that.
We go through shoes.
Yes.
We do go through shoes.
Yes.
You know, free pair of race.
But no. So, I mean, we want to be able to fit all makes and models and sizes, you know, and we'll be able to do that. And that's where the key is by when we say thrusting this thing into the 21st century and making sure things are cutting edge. What enables us to do that are guys like Steve and Steve that have tremendous, you know, 50 years of experience between them in this business. And like you say, when somebody needs a Houston Astros hat, who would ever want one? I could have no idea. Those two guys can find you one.
Larry Baker is in with us. We've had a longstanding relationship with Misco's here at Platte River Radio, even before the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, a big sponsor of all of our high school sports because it works. It works for us. It works for Misco's, and it has for a lot of years. And Larry is going to be in charge with the Steves and all the employees here in the Kearney store. We wanted to let everybody know about the new Misco's, and you'll be finding out more and more as the business continues to grow. But the first thing kind of out of the gate here, Misco's has always been known as the number one spot in all of central Nebraska for getting your baseball and softball gear. Little kids, big kids, town team, a legion, college, it doesn't matter. And right now it's time to get a baseball blowout going on. That's what we're calling this, the baseball blowout. Tell them you heard about it on ESPN Radio. 40% on almost every baseball item, softball item, little league bats, girls softball bats, catcher's equipment, pants, gloves, all kind. And there's so many miscellaneous things in there as
right.
Well. I mean, they're going to be in charge. And your Legion baseball bats are even more than 40% off. The kids are getting ready for the second half of the season. And as we've said, there's still travel teams. They'll still outfit you. Maybe you need some.
State's coming up.
Oh, you
the shin guards look like crap, Coach. They really do.
Right.
They've got it all at Misco's, and this is the first big sale since you guys have changed hands.
Yeah, you know, we want to be aggressive on price and things like that. But the big thing is we've got all of our fall line. All that stuff's going to start to come in. Baseball season's wrapping up. We need to get the baseball stuff out. And so, effectively, you're right. I mean, it's 40% off. I mean, we're basically selling this stuff, blowing it out the door. And that Legion baseball bat deal is really kind of an interesting deal. And we've got 10 or 11 left, 12 left, something like that. We've had several leave this morning already. You know, you've got a situation where, because we're going to the BB Corp bats, if everybody's watching the College World Series or listening to your show, talking about what the bats are going to be like, these bats will be illegal as soon as the state tournament's over. They're, you know, anywhere from $150 to $300 is what these bats cost. Right now, $50. $50, you walk out with a bat. You can take the best technology out there to your district tournament for $50.
Use it the rest of the season, district, state. Then you're going to have it for next year. Yeah, you may not be able to use it in the game, but practice bats, you don't have to worry about busting them up in the cage, and you can't get them any better than that. And these are Louisville Sluggers, Easton's, Omaha. These are the top of the line, number one bats. And as Larry said, you know, some of these bats are $250, $300, depending on where you want to go shop for them. $50 right now at Misco's, Wilson, Mizuno, Easton, Rawlings, TPX, all of the great brand names in their baseball blowout going on right now.
Timmy's looking at Mom saying, I just want to be like the other guys. Mom, now's your opportunity. Go to Misco's.
Yeah, that really is a deal. I mean, this bat deal is interesting. And our Little League bats, which, of course, all are will be legal, but, I mean, they're 40% off. I mean, the umpire stuff, softball stuff, all of it at this point.
Well, Larry, we're going to have you in from time to time. We're excited to do some great things with Misco's, but today wanted to go a little extended time to let the folks know what's going on now, what's going to be going on. I know you're going to be expanding your lines. We may see some more with the outdoor, which has been a big part of the store. Or we may see some more of that here in Kearney. You guys continue to work on that. Anything else you want to let the folks know as we move forward with the next era at Misco's?
No, it's one of those things. I mean, thank all the people in the Kearney area for making Misco's what it is. I mean, wouldn't have been a business that we'd have been interested in had it not been for all of them. And if there's been a change that you're not happy with, make sure and let us know. I mean, you know, we want to do it right.
Well, Misco's has been there for you for a number of years, decades in Kearney and centuries as a business overall. Larry, thanks for coming in. The baseball blowout sale going on right now. Go sell some more baseball equipment.
You got it. I'm on my way.
It's baseball and softball, so remember that. Going on at Misco's on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Daddy, are you interested in the NBA draft? I mean, we talked about it briefly a moment ago. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not going to watch one moment of it tonight. I will watch the College World Series, listen to the College World Series. I'm actually going to be on the road, so I'm going to be listening to the College World Series while we're on the road.
I will be honest with you, no. And I was thinking about what were the highlights, you know, and gosh, when who was going to be the first overall pick? Was it be Sean Bradley or Darko Milovic?
But it's,
boy, the captivating moments like that. Does anybody freaking care?
It is the second. Don't you think, though? I will say it's probably the second most exciting draft out there because Major League Baseball draft, oh, my God. I mean, A, it's on the network, kind of. People are sitting in conference rooms. Obviously, football is one. Basketball's short enough, and you know the guys' names. And then don't even get me started in hockey and soccer and all these other drafts. So for the NBA fans, I'm not putting it down. I'm just saying I'm going to be on the College World Series bandwagon.
Well, yeah, I mean, as far as affecting your team, you get two players. It's not a drastic overhaul, you know. At least in football, you've got the normal 8, 7, 8, 9, whatever, how many draft picks you got. And then usually you fill it in with the free agents right after. We haven't had the free agents and all that talk yet with the collective bargaining agreement. By the way, that's something we're going to talk about tomorrow when you're absent from the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to go to Pro Football Weekly and see if there's hope. I think it would suck to be a Pro Football Weekly writer this time of year without pro football.
Well, and hope for our friend Bob Anderson, who is trying to cover some medical expenses. When you're covering medical expenses and you have a fundraiser, it's always fun that it's fun. This time it's a golf fundraiser. We've had feeds. We've talked about a variety of different fundraisers. We've had poker runs, and we try to do our best, folks, to get to as many of these as we can. And you've got something going on this weekend on Sunday, Daddy.
Yeah, Sunday is when the day is 11 o'clock in the morning, Buffalo Ridge. Bob received a heart transplant. Look, doesn't get any bigger than that. Bob Anderson, a great opportunity to help support him and his family. It's a four-man scramble. Maybe you're looking for a place to take your three buddies and your foursome and go play somewhere. 11 o'clock is go time. Call them at Buffalo Ridge Golf Course.
Raffle and dinner after that. It's going to be over around 5. So call Buffalo Ridge, get things set up today, and help a good cause.
Yeah, any donation will be appreciated for Bob Anderson and his family. Congratulations, Bob, on your new beginning.
We'll take a break and wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show next.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, hallowed Institute of Higher Insurance Learning, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? To save money on auto insurance, you must forgo an agent and go it alone. Solo. Wits against the world. No compass. The answer is false. A farmer's agent is trained by me to save you money.
Call a farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Hey, Gold, like, you know why I stay at a La Quinta Inns and Suites when I'm on business trips?
Let me guess. The massive workspace, the reward program with fast free nights. No, wait. The pillow top beds in every room.
No, those are good reasons.
Oh, I know. You make your own waffles.
No, that's why you love La Quinta.
Oh, waffles.
You're drooling, Gold. Like, no, the real reason, after a night stay at La Quinta, I feel rested and ready. So whatever I'm there to do, I'm going to knock it out of the park. And that's funny because I'm a sports guy. Get it? Knock it out of the park?
Yeah, sports guy. More like idiot guy.
Was that called for?
La Quinta takes care of everything so you can take care of business.
Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Tonight, the Giants home to host the A's in Game 3.
Take
it. I'll tell you what, we have an earthquake.
Nature stopped the 1989 World Series in its tracks. You never know when nature or weather might delay or cancel events. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Bruce Furniture Weather Threat button. See what's up with cancellation. Brought to you by Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Holdridge, Kearney, and Alliance. No hidden charges, no surprises. Just right for you.
We'll see sunny skies across the area through the day today with high temperatures around 81 as winds out of the north will stay at about 5 to 15. Tonight, there's an isolated chance of a shower or storm late with a low at 57. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 70.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program. Drew Ott among our guests tomorrow. Also going to go to Pro Football Weekly and talk about if we can get things over with there. And, ladies and gentlemen, Wimbledon. I like watching it. When it's on, it's on the background. Wanted to see Leighton Hewitt win today. He didn't. But Serena Williams, Venus Williams, are not playing great, but they're advancing on. And that's about the only hope for Americans. Andy Roddick, stick around as long as he can until he gets beat out in the quarterfinals. So hopefully he gets at least that far. While you're sitting back enjoying the sports or just relaxing with your family, make sure you're doing it comfortably with Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. They want you to have furniture right and fast, same day or next day, free delivery on any item that is in the store. Bruce Furniture will take care of you. No need to move the furniture or clear a room before they deliver. They'll gladly take care of the heavy work for you. Bruce Furniture saves you the effort of moving your stuff around with the just right movers for you. They'll even take your old couch, chair, bedding, wherever you want. Auction, dump, someplace else, another, you know, the kid's apartment, wherever it needs to go. Bruce Furniture, follow them online at brucefurniture.com. They're located in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance.
Kind of interesting, Andy Roddick, Doug, the eighth overall seed at Wimbledon. He's wrote a little bit of a Wimbledon diary in the USA Today, and he just kind of writes a little bit of a blog is basically what it is. And he says, I don't care when people use the term one slam wonder with me. Actually, nearly half of the major winners in the Open era, 24 out of 51, fit that category. People say it's a bad thing. People who say it don't have a Grand Slam title, I think the term wonder suggests you have won and gone away. I've played in five Grand Slam finals. I haven't gone anywhere. You better be pretty darn good. That comes from Andy Roddick. He's going to continue to do that as long as he's around in the tennis tournament over there.
We got Mike from Grand Island on the Bruce Furniture fan line.
Hey, Mike, what's going on with you today?
Not much. I really, really wanted to comment about that Cotton, the scholarship, and especially that Ott. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of coaches having their sons play. For a simple fact, is like, take a look, a classic example is over in Colorado, the last coach had his son in and out.
Cody Hawkins.
And it's just, I don't think it's a good thing, and especially with three, and when you're taking the scholarship away from not only Ott, but, they still haven't given anything to that shop kid. And, I mean, he's got to be checking his mail and checking his phone daily waiting for, a chance to have a scholarship. And I'm just, it's kind of like, you know, I know it's a small class. I know it's going in the 18, 17, 16, what have you. But, I mean, come on. You know, these kids, I think, deserve just as good a shot. And if they didn't have the Cotton name, they didn't get a chance. And I'm just going to hang up and listen to your comments.
Well, I think that's exactly A number one. What was the first thing at the podium? Well, when Bo Pelini uttered and thanking everybody for the opportunity to come be at one of the finest jobs in the nation, and same thing Darren Erstad says, the same thing. You want to keep the in-state talent at home. That's A number one. Now, if these guys are good enough for Division I scholarship offers, you got to keep them at home. And that, you know, and that's disappointing. Yeah, Michael Schaaf hasn't gotten one yet. Everybody expects him to get one. Everybody expects him to be one of the big finds, not only in Nebraska, but across the Midwest. It's really interesting that Drew Ott and people that follow the high school scene and maybe don't go see Giltner play football, certainly saw Drew Ott play with Giltner in the state finals in basketball during the basketball tournament when they won on the last second shot. Multiple sport athlete, very, very nice individual kid from what it sounds like to us. You want to keep those kids at home. That was the first thing promised from everybody out there. The very number one thing they said, we're going to go keep those kids. Our recruiting base starts in Lincoln, Nebraska, and it starts to go out. And they drew a circle to keep those kids at home. Any question what that circle is, it doesn't matter. If those kids are talented enough to be with us, you know, at a Division I level, then they certainly need to be on the field, and we sure as heck rather have them on Nebraska's football field than when we play Iowa, you know, when we play Iowa the day after Thanksgiving. Now, that's got to be disappointing, and I'm sure Drew's disappointed. Drew will talk to us about that tomorrow when he joins us right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So we're looking forward to catching up with Drew, and we'll get his thoughts on that. Yeah, you wanted to keep that talent in Nebraska. That was a number one thing, and are we doing it?
Well, again, I mentioned we don't know.
I understand it's a small class. I understand you have specific needs.
You don't want to disrespect Drew Ott, but if he goes out and has another monster season in his senior year in high school, all of a sudden you're going, maybe we let one go. But again, you got to look at the spots you need. You got to look at the guys that are on your radar. I mean, let's face it, Drew Ott's not the best football player in high school in the country, or Zach Stirrup, or Ryan Reeves, or Daniel Davey, or any of the Nebraska kids that went this last year. You got to have you're still trying to find the best kid at the best spot, and you hope that there's a lot of them in the state of Nebraska. And I'm sure, as we said, Drew will do very well at the University of Iowa. A couple of other things, Tony, before we wrap up the program today. UNK wrestling coach Mark Bauer has announced the names of 7 Nebraska kids who will join the Lopers next year. 2 of those are from the UNO program. Kevin Barrett was expected to be at 197 as one of the nation's top prep wrestlers. He came from Boys Town, but he redshirted. And then for Mark Fiala out of Seward, he's coming in as well. He went 144-21 over his 4 years, 88 straight wins at one point. Also coming in is Michael Boland of Grand Island and Coach Bauer's son, Ryan, who wrestled at Kearney High, which, you know, I can't imagine that would be a surprise. UNK has had 10 straight top 10 finishes at the Division II championships and returns 4 All-Americans to its lineup next year.
Awesome. Awesome.
Well, that should wrap things up for the Doug and Daddy Show today. If you're in Hastings for the rodeo, best of luck. Congratulations on making it, and hopefully you can qualify for the National High School Rodeo Finals in Wyoming next month. Again, 6 o'clock, another session tonight, and then they will have 9:30 and 6 o'clock go-rounds on Friday. The short go is at 1 o'clock on Saturday. The 8-man All-Star Game, Nebraska-Kansas Saturday. Best of luck to those athletes. We want to thank Ricky Wessel of Pleasanton, Ron Evans of Amherst, among the Nebraska coaches, joining us from Hayes, Kansas today as well. What do you got tomorrow, Daddy?
Well, we got Drew Ott coming up tomorrow, along with Eli Cabaron, associate editor of Pro Football Weekly. We'll see if this deal's getting any closer to being done. And when they say closer to being done, are we still 2-3 weeks for them to cross the T's and dot the lowercase J's? We'll have to wait and see.
We want to thank you for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. I'll be back with you Monday. Daddy will be here with special guests and co-hosts tomorrow. Enjoy, folks.
Hey, we'll see you then. 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Carthage.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!